Hello, Eagles fans. I'm Becky Brensinger, and welcome to another edition of Eagles Nightly here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Now, it's been another active week here at the NovaCare Complex as the Eagles prepared to take on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And there was no bigger news than the announcement that rookie Nick Foles will be the starting quarterback for the remainder of the season. Foles is coming off his best game of the season, in which he passed for 251 yards with a touchdown and no turnovers. So this week, Foles and the offense have been preparing for a Bucs defense that ranks first in the NFL in run defense, but dead last when it comes to stopping the pass. So when asked after practice if he believes the Eagles will have opportunities to take advantage through the air, Foles says that the Eagles simply need to just trust their offense in order to succeed.
We got to run our offense. I mean, you can look at statistics and, you know, all you want, but I mean, the big thing is for any offense is really just go out there and execute our plays, and, you know, if that's running or throwing. So, you know, we'll have to do both throughout the game successfully to, you know, put points on the board and give us a chance to win. You know, you want to play, you know, what their weaknesses are. You want to play, that's your strength. You want to exploit that, but at the same time, you have to, you know, have the self-pride and have confidence in yourself to, you know, run your offense and run it effectively.
Now on the injury front, the Eagles went through another practice week without running back LeSean McCoy and quarterback Michael Vick, who are both battling back from concussions. Both players have made improvements. However, they are each still in phase four of the recovery process and are listed as out for this weekend's game. As for the rest of the injury report, defensive tackle Mike Patterson is listed as out against the Buccaneers with what head athletic trainer Rick Burkholder called viral pneumonia. Burkholder said the illness is unrelated to his previous head injury and that he is currently recovering in a hospital. Offensive lineman Nate Menken is out with a throat cartilage tear, and safety Kirk Coleman is out with a chest injury, one that has kept him from practicing all week. Head coach Andy Reid said that special teams ace Colt Anderson will make third career start for the injured Coleman, and Reid believes that since recovering from his own injury issues earlier in the season, Anderson has turned things around and should perform very well on Sunday. Tampa Bay quarterback Josh Freeman has had an up-and-down career in his four seasons in the NFL. Now, in 2010, his first full season as the team's starting quarterback, Freeman threw for 25 touchdowns and only 6 interceptions with a QB rating of 95.6, leading the bus to a 10-6 record, just missing the playoffs. However, the following year, Freeman took a massive step backwards, increasing his interception total to 22, and the Bucs fell to 4-12. So this season, Freeman is back on track, tied for 10th in the NFL in quarterback rating. Andy Reid is no stranger to developing quarterbacks, and he says he likes what he is seeing out of Freeman in 2012.
The quarterback's very efficient. He understands the run game. He understands the checks. He understands what to do with the ball in the pass game. Puts his team in very few negative situations there with the ball in his hand.
With Mike Patterson listed as out, Trent Cole is the lone elder statesman of the Eagles' defense. So earlier in the week, defensive line coach Jim Washburn, as we all know, was relieved of his duties, and Eagles brought back Tommy Brazier, the D-line coach from 1999 to 2005. Cole was a rookie in Brazier's final year as position coach, and so he is quite familiar with the coaching technique. Cole said after practice on Friday that his linemates have adjusted quickly to the new system, and that is a great opportunity for the young guys to show what they're worth.
We got guys that's going to step up, you know, and they have to step up. And that's what it is, you know. We got some young guys, and you know, I believe in these young guys that they can get it done. It's just got to be professional. That's what we do, you know. We got to adjust, you know, adjust to what's going on, you know, and that's being professional. And you know, this is a learning curve for all the guys, you know, for all of us, you know. So and then also this is going to help them in the future as well.
Now, one of those young defensive linemen who has an opportunity is former first-round draft pick Brandon Graham. Graham was inserted into the starting lineup last week after the release of defensive end Jason Babin. So he made his mark early in last week's game, notching a third-down sack on the Cowboys' first possession. In his third season, Graham believes that some of his recent successes shows that he is willing to fight and prove that he belongs here.
I'm a fighter. You know, I'm always, no matter what, you know, I'm always going to have my head up. You know, I ain't going to never let them see me sweat. And, you know, shoot, I mean, it's that I'm going to be a fun guy regardless of if I'm playing or not, you know. Let me know that, you know, I'm not going to mope around and just be sitting around, you know, pouting about stuff. You know, I'm glad I'm not that type of person. I'm still not done yet. You know, I got plenty more years. I'm trying to get in and, you know, the best stuff I can give, you know, and shoot, this week is, you know, another challenge for me to go out there and try to have a big game and help us win.